This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
With the X situation, right? Because we all talk about, well, what kind of compensation? And then I've got people left and right like, well, you trade X to Arizona and you get Chandler Jones back. You know, I'm hearing things like that, right? And so people are like, well, you trade X to the Saints and you get their running back. And, oh, you trade them to Carolina and you get their running back. You know what I mean? That's kind of the... It's been one of those things where people want to trade X, but they also want to get a really good player in return from that team at that time. And again, it's a spot that some people feel Miami needs, right? Chandler Jones at another pass rusher. The running backs, whether it's the Saints or Carolina, obviously you don't feel that Gaskin and Brown and company are really the guys, or Ahmed Salvan or any of these guys are the answer. So you want whatever it is, the New Orleans kid or the Carolina kid, right? And that has not been the track record, ladies and gentlemen, for Chris Greer. He's really not into acquiring other players. And I don't think he also wants to acquire other expensive players from people. Could he acquire a young player that is still in a rookie contract? Yes. Okay. But I don't think he wants to pay Alvin Kamara money right now at this point in time. I think he wants to draft his own running back at one point. That's a star running back that he sees down the line if he's going to do it. So when X is traded, I think it's mostly about picks. High picks that he's going to want in compensation. If they get back a player, it's maybe a cheaper player, a role player, something like that. I don't expect it to be an expensive frontline player. Again, it could be a really good player, but it won't be one that's expensive, that is working on their second or third contracts. I don't think it'll be that kind of player. Now, could it be a good player that has played well in his first or second years of his 4 or 5 year deal? That I can see. I can see a young guy that they see, they still have 2 or 3 years left on the cheap, and that they can also then extend the contract because he's young enough to play out the second contract. That becomes beneficial to the Dolphins. But I listen, and I understand we're in a microwave society and you want this turnaround as quickly as possible. But I will remind you again, you're in the middle of the fastest turnaround in NFL history. Okay? They tore it down to the bone. And now they've already turned it around to the point that they won 10 games in their second year. That's impressive as hell. And they should be a playoff contender this year when it's all said and done. And I get it. We want this to happen right away because we've been going through this crap for 25 years. Those of you that are old enough to have suffered for 25 years. Those of you that are young and you're in your 20s, well, you've only been suffering for 10 years or something. 15 maybe, whatever. Not that long. Some of us have been suffering a lot longer than that. So I get it. We don't have patience. But I want you to look at the track record of the Miami Dolphins. I want you to look at the track record of Chris Greer so far in the first couple of years. This guy, along with Flores and company, this is the kind of team that doesn't necessarily want to acquire established players and big contracts. They're very comfortable with draft picks because they're very comfortable in their knowledge of drafting players. They're very comfortable that they can unearth talent all throughout the draft or even street free agency. They're incredibly confident that they can do that. And they'd rather do that. And I commend them for that. Do you know why? Because that's how you are able to manage your cap and manage flexibility a lot better, because you continually hit on players and you keep them cheap in the first 4 or 5 years before you have to pay them. And then eventually you'll have to pay some and lose others, but then you get compensatory picks along the way for the ones that you do have to let go and not re-sign. So it becomes a cycle that continues with extra picks and extra picks every year. And it's something that we always envied when we watch the Patriots and other teams. And we're always wondering, well, why can't our team do that? Well, the cycle has started. And this is part of the process. So when they do trade X, don't expect it to be an established, expensive player. I don't believe that's what they want to do. I don't believe that's what they want to associate themselves with and limit themselves with. I think it'll be mostly about picks or a young player that is still under his first contract and has not been paid yet. Those are the things that you got to expect on average will come back to Miami in the X deal. It will not be an established player. Not even maybe a Marcus Latimer. That if you trade him to New Orleans and they trade you back Latimer, that might end up becoming a rental player because it's only 1 year left. And then you've got to give him, he's in his final year. And now you got to give him a new contract. Maybe he's a stopgap, but maybe they don't give him the money. It's really more about the compensation in picks from New Orleans. So that's where I end up looking at this situation. It's not so bad.